See you in Seattle. See you at the fair.
Meet Me at the Fair was produced by 8th graders from Denny International Middle School and Jack Straw Productions in Seattle, Washington, in celebration of the 1962 Seattle World's Fair.
In 1962, the city of Seattle hosted the Century 21 Exposition, a World's Fair. The fair took place on the grounds of what we know today as the Seattle Center. Homes and businesses were cleared to create a 74-acre site for dozens of pavilions, most with the central theme of space and technology. Louis Larson was Assistant Director of Sales for the 1962 World's Fair. It was his job to attract companies to exhibit at the fair. 50 years ago, technology was in its infancy, says Larson. He gives an example of his own home in Seattle back then.
In my house?
Yeah.
Telephone. Telephone and a TV and a radio.
Sometimes he would employ the phone to get information.
I would call my wife and have her look up the Salvation Army in the Encyclopedia Britannica, and I would get my research from that. We're in the information age now, and that's kind of hit a few keys and you have the answer. And at that time, it was totally impossible.
For his job at the World's Fair, Larson did have a beeper on his belt, a sign of the tech revolution underway. But when he was on the road signing up exhibitors, communications relied more on the postal service than high technology.
In Chicago, I had a kind of a sub-office, and every day I would record on a little wire spool, and then I'd put it in the mail and send it back to Seattle so they could transpose that.
Since the fair was geared to the future, the sky was the limit on how exhibitors interpreted technology. In that regard, they got it right. Telstar, the first communications satellite, went into orbit during the fair. It circled the planet every 157 minutes, making cross-Atlantic live TV broadcasts possible for the first time. At the World's Fair, AT&T, one of the companies to pay for Telstar, trumpeted its latest innovation, long-distance direct dial calls.
Almost every company that participated had their eyes on the future. They kind of followed the script. A lot of it was not exposed at the fair, but they were working on it at the time. Believe it or not, that a company that makes floor waxes, S.C. Johnson, they were constantly developing new domestic product lines that required a lot of technology.
While some companies were quietly developing new products, General Electric was keen to showcase the all-electric home of the future to fairgoers, says Alan Stein, co-author of The Future Remembered, the 1962 Seattle World's Fair and its legacy.
And there were these concepts of, wow, in the future, you might be able to shop from your home. Well, we do that now, you know, but of course they didn't predict an internet.
What they did correctly predict was the idea of picking up the home phone and shopping from a catalog. Though by the end of the 60s, the foundation for what would become the internet was established. And while none of the fair exhibitors imagined today's world of cell phones, video recorders, flat-screen TVs, and a host of other electronic devices, Larson says the fair was led by people who looked to the future.
There were enough forward visionaries who were part of the startup of the fair that looked at the future and said, you know, this ought to be our focus because this is where all the changes worldwide are going to be. And so I think that's probably the major reason that it was not a, you know, they could have picked a whole lot of mundane ideas, but they wanted to look, and then, so they call it Century 21 Exposition and Man in the 21st century.
Larson reflects on ever-changing technology.
Technology has no bounds. I think we're in infancy now when you see the pace with which things are changing.
See you at the fair.
Meet Me at the Fair is a Jack Straw production. This segment was produced by Ollie Aljaberi, Sophia Brooks, Dahlia Finney, and Michael Walton, 8th grade students from Denny International Middle School and Jack Straw Productions. Special thanks to HistoryLink staff historians Paula Becker and Alan Stein, interview guest Louis Larson, For Culture and the Washington State Arts Commission, and the Seattle Center Foundation. For more information, visit us at jackstraw.org.